Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is, what is it? Is it Tuesday? It's Tuesday, people, and the Packers were out on Ray Nitschke Field for day two of organized team activities, and the media was in attendance, so we got lots of updates and things to overreact to, as well as hearing quotes from inside the locker room and getting perspective from some of the players about what's going down there at OTAs. And, of course, fallout from the news that we literally learned right here on Packers Daily as we were wrapping up yesterday that the Green Bay Packers will be hosting the 2025 NFL Draft. Lots of fun stuff to discuss. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are in this world, Packers fans worldwide. That's what we do, why we do what we do right here at Cheesehead TV. Speaking of Cheesehead TV, if you go to the website, look at the schedule, find yourself links to Ticket King. Our friends over there at Ticket King have tickets to every Packers game, both home and away. Just use the schedule either on the website or on the app. You can find your tickets at Ticket King. Don't use Ticketmaster. Use Ticket King, based in Wisconsin since the early 90s, old school style. You don't want to do Ticketmaster. You want to do Ticket King. Do it, people. Also, you can find a link to Ticket King and all the Packers tickets in the description of this video, people, right down below. You know you want to do it. What's going on, folks? Good to see everybody up in the comments section. Oh, right off the bat, I love it. I love the offseason. Anthony Little up here. Let's do it. Football is coming. Can you feel it? Hi to Packers fans worldwide. Greetings from Macedonia. Macedonia checking in. Hello from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Gary, I'm right there with you on this one, buddy. Wish reporters would stop asking if Love is ready. It's such a stupid question. No one will ask rookies being thrown into the job this fall if they're ready. Of course they'll be ready. No choice but to be. Right? I mean, Love has been preparing for this for 3 years. If he ain't ready, he ain't never going to be. And yes, they've asked him like a million different ways. Enough. It's over. Oh, Brandy. Brandy with the quip right here. Wish I could hear the questions and answers. Yeah, Packers.com, Packers Digital. Rough day at the office. Got so, you know, watching all the updates from OTA practice, you're like, all right, let's hear what Matt has to say about all that. And then, you know, you turn on the old YouTube channel and there's no audio. So you can think, okay, you know, maybe it's just the YouTube. So you go to the Twitter handle and they have, they always carry it live there. Yes, no audio on the Twitter either. Hey, it's preseason for everybody, right? I think they finally got it figured out later on and had a segment of Matt's question and answer segment there with the press. But yeah, tough day there at Packers Digital, no doubt. Aaron Harper coming in hot. F you, Green Bay haters. Okay, all right now, all right. I feel you. Oh, McKnight. There we go. There's a football question. I like it. Who moves up and improves the offensive line? Very, very good question. Something we've talked quite a bit about already so far this offseason here on Packers Daily. But I think it's more pertinent now, especially coming out of the draft and having no new faces in the mix, so to speak. Hard to glean much of anything during OTA practices, obviously. Especially since David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins were both not in attendance today. Really hard to say. I think the one kind of nugget you got today was Sean Ryan getting snaps at center. That's an interesting development. See if he can make some hay there. You got to have a backup. And even though Elgton is capable, obviously he's done it before, it'd be nice to find a kind of a niche backup role for Ryan if he can battle and win that position as far as the backup center. Remember Aaron Rodgers saying, the one kind of true lock you have on is if you can play multiple positions up front and be the backup center, it gives you a real leg up in that kind of race to the final 10 or so spots that they usually reserve for the offensive line. Again, it's really early, but hey, the more you can do, and Sean Ryan getting a look at center, you like to see it. Vex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What defensive player, not a pass rusher, impacted games as much as Charles Woodson? I miss Woodson. Leroy Butler. I mean, yeah, the nominees are pretty famous, obviously. I think most of the folks that people know by name, whether it's those gentlemen or Ronnie Lott, you know, Steve Atwater. You know, those are guys who could really wreck offensive game plans. Leroy Butler is the prime example for me, if only because of, you know, the very well-told story about Mike Shanahan completely designing his offensive game plan in the Super Bowl around neutralizing Leroy Butler. Tells you all you need to know, really. What else we got, folks? We got Abdul. What's up, man? Hey, Aaron, any thoughts on the new kickoff rules? Inevitable. It's been coming. It's been coming for years. They've taken slow, incremental steps to eliminate the play from the game. I can't remember who it was. Somebody on one of the NFL calls today basically stated, don't know how much longer we can keep it around. Yeah, they're slowly moving towards eliminating the play. And whether you love that or hate it, I don't really mind it either way. I'd love to see it stick around, but I know the reality is that it's going the way of the dodo sooner rather than later. So I, you know, it's hard for me to get too worked up about it. I mean, there is nothing more exciting in football than watching an NFL kick returner take it to the house, like we saw Keyshawn do in Lambeau Field against the Vikings last year. Of course, those plays are so few and far between and becoming more and more scarce. To counterbalance that with the idea that it is, once again, one of the most dangerous plays in football, and there's a really easy way to eliminate that for a league that is still dealing with the fallout from all the concussion litigation, etc., trying to stave off any future concussion litigation, it just seems like it's an inevitability. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Green Bay to host 2025 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. Bud Light in Wisconsin. Mark Murphy still has some work to do. It's so funny you say that. I was going to make that something along those lines of a joke yesterday when the news kind of broke. But I'm like, all right, just let the Packers have their moment, right? But like, holy shit, that's the first thing that jumped out of me in the press release. The NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. Bud Light in Lambeau Field. They have a Miller Lite gate, for God's sakes. Anyway, yeah, that is funny. A little bit more work to do there, Mark. Who knows? Maybe it'll be NFL Draft presented by Carry the G. There we go. So, hey, speaking of Carry the G, had some real fun updates with our crew down there at Gathering Place in Milwaukee, the guys who brew Carry the G. Baby, this season's going to be a lot of fun. Be on the lookout, folks. We'll have news and all sorts of announcements around the relaunch of Carry the G coming up in a few months here. Good times. Ben, what's up, man? Thanks for the Super Chat. Hey, Nags. Excited to see this team grow together, hopefully getting better every practice. These things take time and patience. Hit it right on the head there, man. No doubt about it. And that's the thing. It's funny watching breathlessly as the updates came from OTA practice today. Jordan Love started with a couple incompletions, a couple batted balls, near interception. Already you saw Twitter kind of filling up with, oh gosh, misgivings, nail biting, oh, gnashing of teeth. And then, of course, he gets to the red zone period and throws like three or four touchdowns. And everyone's like, he's going to the Hall of Fame. It is very, very, very much early stages, and there is a ton of ball game left when it comes to not only Jordan Love, but everybody on offense. No question about it. Mac Mayhem, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. How many house calls for Nixon this year? Over-under is set at two. Two. Nice. Creed. I mean, they used to have the goalposts on the goal line. Nothing lasts forever. That is true. It's always so weird, too, when you see those old kind of that old footage. Hell, Super Bowl I, you know, Max McGee goes running right by one, right? Yeah, it's forward movement, man. You're not looking back. No doubt about that. As long as I can get a pack in Kenosha or Racine, I'll be a happy man. Tyler, I think you're going to be a happy man this year. Mike says, anxious to see 83 develop. Think he could be a surprise this year. Man, I tell you what, coaches are gassing him up. No doubt about that. I think he's got the upside. He's got the talent. It's just a question of opportunity. He seemed to make the most of every chance he had last season. They were just few and far between. But I like his game. He certainly showed out in the preseason last year. Hopefully he can keep building on that, have himself a nice camp, and get in the mix when the regular season starts. I don't think anyone's ever going to mistake him for a, you know, number one wide receiver in the NFL, but I definitely think he can be part of a really productive rotation. No question. Kobe, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Can Green Bay steal a couple early season wins since opposition has little film on Love and Matt tweaks the offense with A-Rod being gone? Embrace the unknown. Yeah, it's all going to require the defense playing defense. You know, could they? Absolutely. But I don't think we should be under any illusions here that the Packers offense is going to come in and light it up because no one has film on Jordan Love. You know, yes, they could very easily take some people by surprise. I don't think there's any doubt there. But it doesn't matter if you surprise your opponent by scoring 3 touchdowns and a field goal if they score 4 touchdowns. But yeah, it's entirely possible, no doubt. John, thanks for the super chat. Over under 5 years left on kickoff returns. Now, there's a question. I'll put it under like 3, I would say. That'd be my guess. Brandy, can the defensive players intervene on the defense in training camp, or do we really need a come-to-Jesus moment upon a piss-poor defensive outing? Only they can say, Brandy. Only they can say, and who knows what adjustments have been made throughout, you know, the lead-up to getting them on the field, what kind of approach they're taking in the defensive backfield as far as changes to whatever rules they might have as regarding, like, steps and man-match concepts and who gets who on the switch release and all these things that have caused them problems in the past. But God knows, yes, the players can be proactive. They can say to their coaches, you know, this really isn't working, or I'm not comfortable with that, or try and ask for clarification. Ultimately, though, they are the ones who have to perform and have to make it happen. You know, they can be proactive, but it's up to them to make it work. Jonathan, yes, finally we know what happened to Stokes. Glad he's back. Yeah, for those of you who may have missed update there from Stokes, said he had surgery on his knee and foot. They were done at the same time after his November injury. He had a Liz Frank injury and he had a plate inserted in his foot. As I told you, I believe I said this yesterday when someone was asking about Stokes, people forget he suffered 2 injuries at the same time in that game in Detroit. And I know another note I saw is he had to use a wheelchair shortly after his surgery for a little while. So significant injuries that he's coming back from, no question about it. And again, I'm not expecting him to be ready for week 1, but it is nice to see him out there. He's out there running around a little bit, participating in the warm-up stuff. That's encouraging, no question about it. Joshua, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Why do I feel like what Dobbs did last year when Watson was out is being overlooked? Nobody talks about Dobbs when mentioning Packers wide receivers. I think that he gets mentioned intermittently, but yeah, he has been kind of the forgotten man simply because we got quotes about Torre from Vrabel. So, and Watson is Watson and big play waiting to happen. And people have kind of overlooked Dobbs. I think I saw him, somebody referred to him on some platform I was looking at recently as having an up and down rookie year, which I think is fair, right? To your point, I think he was there. He answered the bell when Watson was out, but I don't think anyone's ever going to mistake him for a home run hitter. Although I'd put up that touchdown catch in Buffalo against anyone else did in the receiving corps last year. I mean, that's an outstanding play. But yeah, I think up and down is a fair assessment of his rookie year. I would just remind folks, and not that you need it, but I'm just saying, you know, other Packers wide receivers who had, quote, up and down years their rookie year include James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. The list goes on. And I'm not saying he's going to automatically turn out like any one of those guys, but the sky is the limit with the amount of talent this kid has. There are plenty of inconsistencies on the tape. He has to clean a lot of that up, but he knows that. His coaches know that. The important part is, like, you saw just a glimmer of the potential in his game last season. There's no doubt the sky is the limit. He just has to be more consistent. And if he can unlock that in whatever way he needs to, opposing defenses are in for some real trouble. No doubt. Don Vito, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Oh, God, it's breakdown OTA stats time. Punch me. I don't think anyone is really breaking them down, but if they are, Don Vito, yeah, set them to mute. Put them on the pay no mind list. But, you know, I think some people just do it because it's you know, it is factual. These are the stats. This is a representation of what happened on the practice field. And I get that. I don't obsess over it. I certainly don't give it much thought or weight. But, you know, if people are arguing about it, even in good faith, then, yeah, you can ignore them. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. Ticket King suggested that I call the Packer ticket office and ask them if they would try to accommodate me if I bought tickets. Would you risk not being able to be seated and buy tickets anyway? I don't know, Ryan, just because I'm not entirely in your shoes. So it's really hard for me to say one way or the other because I don't want to steer you wrong. But I'm pretty sure the Packer ticket office will be able to help. Good people working there. I've met a few of them. Vex, what's up, man? Can we get daily punter breakdowns? Oh, God. Oh, no. No, please, God, no. I mean, yes, just for Corey Behnke's sake. Let's go. Matt LaFleur needs to start this season with the same deep ball play to Watson he did last year. Let the division know what to expect for the foreseeable future. I'm down with that idea, and I have thought about that. I have thought, like, wouldn't it be hilarious if they open with the exact same shot play? I doubt it's coming, but that would be phenomenal. With that said, now that we've put it out there, Dele Roz, you know they're starting with like a lead ISO play to Aaron Jones for like 4 yards. Roy, we talking about practice? Yes, we talking about practice. Long snappers too, please. Ah, yes, I saw the long snapper battle is off to the races. And what a shock. The pro who has a Super Bowl ring is the number one in the lead so far. Packers announced roster moves, something we saw reported earlier today. Nick Gugemos, the tight end, has been released, and the Packers have signed Jadakiss Bonds out of Hampton University. Jadakiss Bonds is instantly my favorite Packers name. Jadakiss Bonds. I don't know if he's going to last through camp even, but man, looking forward to seeing him out on the field. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Happy for the bartenders on College Avenue come spring 2025. Tip money will hopefully be worth the crowd. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts in Appleton. It's going to be nuts in Green Bay. It's going to be nuts in Oshkosh. It's going to be nuts everywhere in Northeast Wisconsin. I can't wait. Cannot wait. Jadakiss Bonds is an awesome name. It is. I know. I said earlier this afternoon on Twitter, it's like a Madden generated name, but I love it. Already ordered the jersey. They need to be careful with the middle of the field passes to Watson. Teams have tape on him. Yeah, they have tape on him, but that doesn't mean that, okay, I have tape on him, so I know what play you're going to run. You can know what's coming, and if he has the angle, it's over anyway. I mean, the whole tape on him thing is legit. There's no doubt that people are breaking down your game, but at some point, you still got to make a play. And if your guy is better and faster than their guy, it doesn't matter how much tape they got. I don't think people understand. Oh, maybe they do. But I don't think people appreciate just how special Christian Watson has the potential to be. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do. He hasn't arrived. But this is a very, 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 very special player we're talking about here. I don't care how much fucking tape you got on the guy. Corey renting out his house to Schefter in 25? Hell no. He ain't renting nothing. He has offered to let Roger Goodell stay in the basement, though. So we await word from the NFL if they're going to take him up on that. Where will they set up for the draft? The Lambeau parking lot? No, they'll be inside the stadium and along in Titletown. I suspect there's a chance they might put the actual stage on like Titletown facing Lambeau. And then have crowds in Lambeau as well. But we'll see. But from what they've said so far, it sure sounds like it's going to be inside Lambeau Field. And they'll have vista shots like overlooking Titletown and stuff. Nagler, I'm going to Airbnb a mansion in Vegas for the Packers game. Come on through. Cheddarhead, I'll tell you what. I have been asked about going to the Vegas game more than any other game on the schedule, including the Giants game. Where people know I live here and definitely am going to try and go to the Giants game. So, yeah, I'm thinking the Vegas game might have to be a road trip. Might have to make that happen. Nags, are there any headlines / news besides an injury during OTAs that you would take seriously? Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned yesterday there are things you can glean, and there's certainly some things, like I was talking about Sean Ryan earlier, that's certainly a note, right? The other thing I think I haven't mentioned here is Jaden Reed being the number one punt returner so far. Keyshawn Nixon and Romeo Doubs are back there as well in the kind of mix rotation, what have you. But Jaden Reed being the first up on punt returns, that's noteworthy. Again, it's not a blaring headline. It's not make or break news, but it's interesting and I think exciting. I'm really excited to see what he does with the ball in his hand. But that's the kind of thing that I'm interested in. The rest of it, throwing, you know, I saw there's updates like, oh, you know, so-and-so would have got a sack. Well, great. But, you know, they don't even have pads on. They're not even going full strength. Like, who cares? Like, somebody got beat around the edge. Well, yeah, no kidding. Like, nobody's doing anything yet, especially when it comes to the line play. I mean, yes, they are working on technique. I get all that. But it's not like you're winning some great battle without pads on, you know? So most of that is I'm pretty dismissive of. Well, Hungarian, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. Gilbert Brown calling out running back coach for saying A.J. Dillon was inconsistent in 2022, and he felt like coach is costing Dillon free agent money by calling him out publicly. Thoughts? Well, I haven't seen those comments by Gilbert. That is interesting, though, mostly from a player-coach standpoint, right? I think the coach is being pretty honest in his assessment of Dillon's game, but I understand former player Gilbert Brown taking the player's perspective and saying, why are you putting that out in the mix, man? Look, the players want to protect themselves and their fellow players just financially, right? I get that. I understand that perspective. But I don't have any problem whatsoever with Ben Siermans telling the truth about A.J. Dillon's 2021 season or 2022 season, which is, you know, correct. It was pretty disappointing in regards to what he had already done. It wasn't up to that standard. You know, and I think AJ himself addressed that on Twitter a couple months ago. You know, it's not like this is some great mystery. So I get where Gilbert's coming from in that regard. Again, I haven't seen verbatim. I'm just taking your summation here. But yeah, I don't have any problems with a coach telling the truth. Ken, thanks for the Super Chat. How much to rent a tent spot on Banky's lawn? I've gotten this question about 100 times already, and it hasn't even been 24 hours. Too much, probably. John, thanks for the Super Chat. Motel Men advertisement Super Chat. Thank you, John. Thank you. I will say I've been completely overwhelmed with the amount of feedback, mostly positive, that I've gotten from the latest Motel Men single. Thank you for to everybody who's listened to it and streamed it, downloaded it on SoundCloud in any way. Really, really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be playing here in New York on July 15th and in Appleton, the opening night of Mile of Music on August 3rd. And then I think that next day or two is family night. So it's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, everybody, I have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.